Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, as a very young construction worker, maybe I was 16 or 17 at the time, I had the experience of sitting in the union hall on summer mornings waiting to be hired. I remember very clearly that the hourly rate was $2.35. Which may not sound like very much today, but as a matter of fact, it was more than my father earned per hour in a factory. And at that point, my youngness didn't ever appreciate what he may have felt when I came strutting back and threw my paycheck on the kitchen table. At any rate, there I was, young, strong, big, a bit clumsy, as a matter of fact, not always very well coordinated, but I was very good at carrying bricks and pushing wheelbarrows. And so I worked all summer long, even though standing in the union hall, you might get hired for a day or two or three, depending on the job and what the needs of the job were. Earlier in my life, at the age of about 12, as I recall, I worked weeding the long rows of onions in the truck farms around Racine. And I recall receiving 10 cents an hour. I never grumbled about that because even at that age, I knew I wasn't worth much more than 10 cents an hour. Workers come in all shapes and sizes. Some are paid. Some are volunteers, and there's lots of volunteers in our society. Some love their work. Some tolerate it because they know they're needed or that they need the work because they need to make a living. Others hate to go to work every morning but have no choice. And there are still others, especially at this point in history, when they would give anything for a job, and there is none. And they sit at the kitchen table and watch these bills pile up and sometimes just haven't a clue what to do. The parable is about God's eagerness to put people to work. The parable is about God's eagerness to offer a job. The parable is about God's desire to find partners in the work of the kingdom. It's not about the work itself. I mean, we always look at parables and ask ourselves what's there and what's not there. It's not about the work itself, whether it's spring pruning of the vines or summer weeding or arranging the vines so that the grape clusters could get the benefit of sunshine or about harvesting. It's just work that needs to be done, whatever it is. It's about hiring and paying. It's about God's justice and generosity. It's about our relationships with each other as co-workers. Nothing about unions, even though John Paul II would certainly deduce from this parable the obligation of workers to care for each other in some kind of association and mutual care. The parable isn't about that fully, directly. Also, it's nothing about why the landowner kept coming out so many times in the course of the day. I wondered about that this past week. He came out 5 times. We just heard it a moment ago. At dawn, and then in the 3rd hour, about 9 o'clock, and then again in the 6th hour, which would be noon, and then again in the 9th hour, which would be about 3 p.m, and then at the 11th hour, which is kind of a proverbial phrase in English, the 11th hour, 5 p.m. But why did he keep coming back? Didn't he know how much he was going to need? Was the work harder than he expected? Did he suddenly realize the weather was going to change and therefore he better get the whole thing done today? Why would he keep coming back? And if he went out again and again, why were people still there all day? I wondered about that too. And I find myself this past week wondering if the 11th hour hirees, maybe, were still there at the end of the day because they just didn't look very promising to the landowner. Maybe they were desperate for work, but they didn't look like they could do it. Maybe they were smaller, weaker, maybe some kind of limited disability. There's a lot of that in the Near East. So the landowner finally hired them. Maybe, because they needed it. He gave them the regular wage because he realized that they needed it. He gave them a job, even though it was 1 hour, out of a sense of respect for human dignity. Give them some work so they felt it wasn't just a handout. God's justice is just different than ours. Isaiah insists on that. And those workers who grumbled at the end of the day, admittedly after working hard, but they grumbled about the others, now in retrospect, at least to me, seem very self-centered. There was no hint that they might have asked about the needs of the 11th hour hirees. There's no hint about that. No hint that they might have understood the gesture of the landowner as a response not to merit in justice, but to need in charity. No hint of that. Our American temptation is to ask, well, what do you deserve? And to stop the conversation there. What do you deserve? God, whose thinking is always so far beyond ours, generously, maybe lavishly, asks, what do you need? And gives accordingly. What do you need? We've all been recipients, as I think about it, and as I look around, we've all been recipients of that divine generosity. Like the dawn hirees, we grumble about others. We do it more often than we'd like to admit. Sure, the parable is about God. But it's also an invitation to take a hard look at all the things we grumble about. Because we're, most of us, pretty good at grumbling. At least when I look in the mirror, I think I'm well practiced, at least. I'm well practiced. We grumble about things in the family. You always did love her more than us. We grumble about things at work. How come he gets all the cushy jobs? We grumble about things in society. Especially these days, again, as I think about it and read the newspaper day after day after day, a lot of grumbling about taxes. Bitter, raucous grumbling. Curiously, I hardly ever hear someone ask about the common good. I hardly ever hear that, common good. About the needs of people, not just wants, but needs, real needs. And I think to ignore the common good in any conversation is not Christian. It's not Catholic, because we have a wonderful history of and tradition of social teaching. And the more I think about it, it's not American either. God asks, are you envious because I'm generous? And so we find ourselves once again recognizing that our society needs to hear this gospel, every gospel, because there's a lot of work to be done, and the need is to concentrate on the work and not on, in a self-centered way, the people with whom we're called to work. Later this morning, I'm going to be up at Camp Vista, 50 years of a camp up in the Fond du Lac area, Fond du Lac County, near Campbellsport. a place where 50 years of volunteers have been working hard to sustain a dream to enable people from the kids, families from the city to have the experience of faith and beauty of creation. A lot of co-workers in so many different situations. And therefore, this gospel is always about us.